We'll say good afternoon. I apologize. I omitted Os Zayin from today's Daf Yomi Bahalachos. So we're going to continue. I'm just going to share with you Os Zayin, page Samech Beis, in Simin Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Sofrim. Writes the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech lizar shlo tia ragla aruka. One should make sure that the base of the Zayin is not too long. Shlo yistame lenun pshuta v'tipas ahidei kriyas atinok. In order that it not look like a nun, and become invalidated through the reading of a child. In other words, if the letter looks unclear, we ask the child to read it as we know, and we don't, a child, if it's the base is too long, they'll think it's a nun, when in fact it's a zayin. Alkein, lo yehe ragla aroch yoster mishnei kumosim. Therefore the base of the zayin should not be longer than two kumosim. Then ultimately two quills worth. V'yeh meruba, u'shlosha tagin arosha, and it should be squared off on top, and there should be three crowns, three protrusions on the top of it. V'ragla tiyeh pshuta tachteha, and it's base, the part that extends down, should be straight and pashut, lo shavura, and should not be broken, meaning it should be whole. V'yesha osen akava tachton dak b'yitziyah, b'holech u'misabia ad tchetziyah. So some make the base of the Zion thin on top, gradually getting wider until the middle, and then from the middle and on it gets thinner and thinner until it comes to a point on the bottom. And if the base of the Zion becomes a little bit shorter, then it becomes as what we spoke about by Osvav. And again, remember what we spoke about by Osvav. Is that, remember, if you go back to Osva for just a moment, the Mishnah Sofrim wrote, V'im regal havav katzer, im eino bo rak kimole yud pasul, v'im at yoser tzarech laharos latinok. So the idea is, if the base of the Zion becomes so small that it has less than a yud, then ultimately the letter is pasul. If it has like a yud or more, then we show it to a child. And if the child is able to go ahead and discern that indeed it is Zion, then ultimately, again, the letter will be kosher. We'll say, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Now we are all caught up, and Amir HaTashem will begin tomorrow with Os Tes Kol Tov.